This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with French President Emmanuel Macron, arrived in Marseille in South France early this morning. Our correspondent reports the Indian community in Marseille gave the Prime Minister a warm and enthusiastic welcome upon his arrival. Prime Minister Modi and President Macron will jointly inaugurate India's first new consulate in Marseille and will participate in other key events today. The Prime Minister said in a social media post, "This visit will witness important programs to further connect India and France." He said the Indian consulate will deepen people-to-people linkages. Mr. Modi also informed that he will pay homage to the Indian soldiers martyred in the First and Second World Wars today. The two leaders will also visit the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor, ITER, a multinational initiative aimed at harnessing nuclear energy for global benefit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron addressed the 14th India-France CEOs Forum in Paris last evening, reaffirming their commitment to strengthening business ties and fostering innovation. The forum brought together top industry leaders from both countries, focusing on key sectors like defense, aerospace, artificial intelligence, infrastructure, and sustainable development. In his address, Prime Minister Modi highlighted India's growing attractiveness as a global investment hub, emphasizing its stable policies and recent economic reforms. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Lam Research has announced major investment of over 10,000 crore rupees in India. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said it is one more milestone in India's semiconductor journey. He said it is a big vote of confidence in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's semiconductor vision. Lam Research is a US-based global supplier of wafer fabrication equipment and related services to the semiconductor industry. The initiatives by the center to invite investment in the semiconductor industry is part of India Semiconductor Mission. The Magh Purnima Snan of Mahakumbh is underway in Prayagraj. The snan holds a great relevance as it marks the end of the special ritual of performing Kalpvas, with the grand festival hosting more than 10 lakh Kalpvasis this year. According to tradition, it is believed that performing Kalpvas on the banks of Sangam till the Magh Purnima yields the fruits of penance of 1,000 years. Performing Kalpvas in Mahakumbh is considered to be especially fruitful. Ravidas Jayanti, the birth anniversary of Sant Ravidas, is being celebrated across the country today. Sant Ravidas was a 14th century saint and founder of Bhakti movement in North India. It is celebrated on Magh Purnima, which is the full moon day of the Magh month as per Hindu calendar. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people on the occasion. In a message, the president said, "Guru Ravidas ji was a great saint who gave the message of unity and brotherhood to all through his writings." In Mizoram, voting is taking place today to elect members of the village and local councils. Elections for 544 village councils and 111 local councils is being held in 9 districts, excluding Longtalai and Siaha districts, which come under the Autonomous District Council. A total of more than 4,37,000 voters will exercise their franchise for the village council election, while more than 2,85,000 voters will take part in the local council elections. The IndiaMet Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall or snowfall at isolated places in Arunachal Pradesh today. The Weather Department also said that parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya can experience thunderstorms accompanied by lightning today. Dense fog conditions will likely prevail today over the Gangetic West Bengal region. In men's cricket, India will play against England in the final clash of the 3-match ODI series at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. The hosts have already clinched the series with an unassailable 2-0 lead, and the men in blue will now aim to clean sweep the series with a win in today's match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.